Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Brian Biondi is back on the show. Brian has been with us before. He's former CEO of the Entrepreneurs Organization, and he's here to talk to us about a pretty big event coming up in a couple of 3 weeks. Brian Biondi, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Last time I was on, you referred to me, you'd called me Dick Biondi, the great disc jockey out of Chicago.
Did. Yeah, I didn't call you that really, but I did talk about it because, in fact, I was talking about Dick Biondi just the other day with a guy that we were talking about, listening to the music when we were kids back in the 60s, and I used to listen to Dick Biondi out of WLS in Chicago, but he's no relation though, right?
No connection.
Yeah, you should. I think he may be rich by now. You should try to go hunt him up. He might leave something in his will there. Brian, let's talk about this. You got a summit coming up, the Future of Entrepreneurship Education Summit. Now you had one last year, right?
Do.
Is this the second annual?
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is, and really excited about it. You know, and first off, it's being held the week of Global Entrepreneurship Week, which is the week of November 13th. And to me, that's kind of like the World Series of Entrepreneurship. You know, that's
right.
The great week. So we're excited that the event is actually being held that week. It's going to be November 17th, the 19th in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And the event is called the Future of Entrepreneurship Education Summit. And what's really cool about it is that we're bringing together, we're inviting top leaders from what I call the entrepreneurship ecosystem, government, foundation, corporations, media, and entrepreneurs themselves. And we're going to bring all these top leaders to Washington, D.C. And we've got a great cast of resources and speakers and high-profile people. And our goal for this summit is to help highlight innovative entrepreneurship education initiatives. So to help make entrepreneurship a more viable career pathway for, everybody on this planet, because that's the future, entrepreneurship. So we're trying to bring the best of the best to Washington, D.C., and highlight the most innovative entrepreneurship education initiatives that are underway, mm-hmm. in hopes that educators will, use them to support entrepreneurship in classrooms, in colleges, in communities.
So that's what you're trying to do is promote education, entrepreneurial education in schools, right?
That's correct. And it's an initiative this whole program is being driven by it's an initiative of Extreme Entrepreneurship Education. And Extreme Entrepreneurship Education helps bring together top entrepreneurs, spread the entrepreneurial mindset on college campuses.
Right.
And so the whole goal here is to really bring out these innovative entrepreneurial education initiatives and help spread that word through colleges, universities. I mean, we just want to get entrepreneurship education on the map and visible and viable and, practicing it, because we need more entrepreneurs today.
Well, I see a bunch of your folks here. Patty Green's going to be there. She's a good friend of ours. Karen Kerrigan's going to be there with Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. You've got Ken Yancey with SCORE is going to be there. Ellen Thrasher with the SBA is going to be there. You got a lot of great folks that are going to be showing up there.
We got Tom Rue from the Kauffman Foundation, Michael Tennessee from the Coleman Foundation, Ted Leonsis, the owner of the Washington Capitals, former AOL. I mean, we do have a really great group of entrepreneurial leaders. And I'm excited because I think we'll come away with some great results and really take the entrepreneurship education up another level. And we've got to do that, Jim, because, my feeling is that entrepreneurship should be a, a standard course taught in every high school in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the first start, just trying to get.
Well, the first thing we got to do, it seems to me, Brian, is we got to train the trainers, right?
No doubt about it.
Because the kids are entrepreneurial. These kids are sponges for this stuff. The kids today, but we got a lot of educators. I mean, I've talked to them, Brian. I've gone to events not unlike yours in the past. I've spoken to some of them in the past, and I'm talking to teachers, high school teachers, who said the principal walked up to them one day and said, "Hi, here, you're going to teach entrepreneurship this year."
Right, right.
And you know, these are really good people, but they didn't have any idea what to do. They've been teachers all their lives. They knew nothing about entrepreneurship.
That's why we've got to get those people to our summit on November 17th, because we're going to try to help those people, educate them so that they can be better teachers of entrepreneurship. And so many organizations today are trying to engage in entrepreneurship and teach it, but they don't have, as you point out, they don't have the background, they don't have the knowledge base. And you know, that's why we're putting together the Future of Entrepreneurship Education Summit,
right,
to bring these top educators together so that we can educate them about, by the way, the website is, it's feesummit.com.
Right.
So,
stands for Future of Entrepreneurship Education, feesummit.com. And, you can find out who's going to be participating there. How is the theme different this year from last year?
Well, the theme this year, I think last year was the first ever, and it was held down in Florida. And this year, the theme is more broader in terms of the educational resources. So, you know, I think we're really bringing together this entrepreneurship ecosystem, as I call it, where we've got some great government leaders, foundation leaders, education, corporation, media, where last year was a little bit more narrowly defined with just entrepreneurs mm-hmm. themselves. So I think really it's, I wouldn't say the theme has changed so much, is that we've got, a broader list of participants who are really helping to educate the educators. What's important to us right now is we think this is going to be one of the largest invite-only events, where we've got such a diverse group of resources, is to really get the word out to colleges,
right,
high schools, to educators, to bring them on board. But
right.
FEESummit.com,
that stands for Freedom. I'm sorry, Future of Entrepreneurship Education Summit, FEESummit.com. Folks, check that out, and you'll see what's going on there. We'll come back. I want to talk about how to migrate this train-the-trainer thing down. We got universities teaching entrepreneurship. The professors are doing it. But are we training teachers to be able to do this? Right back after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.